This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Do you see wrongful convictions cost California taxpayers $282 million over the last 24 years?
Wow.
If I were a taxpayer, I'd not be amused.
Mm-mm.
Right? That's $10 million a year, at least. $10, $12 million a year. For just wrongful convictions.
I wonder how many wrongful convictions there have been.
Well, and those are just the ones that somehow somebody goes to court and can prove. I mean,
right.
It's one of the issues about the death penalty, which a lot of people, the play Exonerated, mm-hmm. which uses real transcripts of people who were condemned to death, who were found to be innocent by DNA.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
Is that, right. Is that part of the reason why, you know, some are on death row for as long as they are before they're actually executed, to kind of allow that time just in the...
No. I'd love to say, I mean, what they do is exhaust appeals, but it's really a scandal. The idea is that the system isn't sort of... The system is bogged down, basically, is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that if you're on death row for 10 years, what does that mean? I mean, that's... It's the idea isn't to make sure they didn't make a mistake. The idea is the system is just bogged down.
Yeah.
And appeals and things of that sort. So, yeah, mm-hmm. No, it would be nice to think it was built into the system that you'd have a chance to investigate everything, but it's not. That's not the reason.
Hmm.
And, in fact, a lot of people feel that it costs, I mean, something like, what is it, you can send somebody to Harvard for a year for less than it costs to incarcerate somebody.
Wow.
There's a movie out that's called Standing Tall about a kid who has, I'm trying to remember if it's French. I think it is. It won the César, which is the French equivalent of the Oscar, for both the kid who plays... This kid who, and it's got Catherine Deneuve in it, and the idea is at one point the kid says it's costing somebody $23,000 a year to keep you here, so you might as well enjoy it, and that's cheap. And you know, I'd say it's probably about 3 to 4 times that amount just to keep somebody in jail. It's a very expensive, counterproductive process. We got to figure out something better. For another day. All right, so we're talking about people's dream jobs when they retire. It's really interesting because there really does seem to be that split of people who say, well, of I guess in the three parts. I know, I start with two, always end up with three. Number one, people say, piffle, you know, I'm going to do nothing and have a great time doing it. The second group of people who say, yeah, you know, there's all these possibilities of things I could do that will make me really happy and keep me busy and productive. And I suppose the third group of people who are saying, I'm not retiring. What's this retirement stuff? So, but we're living longer and longer lives, and we're living healthier and healthier lives. So there we go. 855-993-7569. Apparently Putin has just decided to declare a unilateral victory in Syria and pull out. It's kind of what we finally did in Vietnam. Okay, we won. Goodbye.
Jeez, yeah.
Man, it really destabilizes things.
Yeah.
I don't know. We really, as human beings, we got to figure out better solutions. We're just not doing a great job these days. Well, but we're living longer, so maybe it gives us an opportunity. Maybe what all of us should do when we retire is start thinking about how to make society better.
Yeah.
Right? Because we'll have the experience to have lived a life. We'll live in a particular era, a particular context. And so we need to figure out, okay, what can we do?
Mm.
All right, so let's hear what other people decide that they're going to do when they retire.
Adam says...
Which is the three categories they fall into.
Adam says, Walmart greeter.
I think that would be kind of fun, actually. You'd be around people. You're standing up a lot. And it certainly isn't going to overtax you. All you have to do is make sure you've got one of those cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Walmart. Or you could be at Walmart. Maybe you could work at Costco because they have greeters as well. I guess Walmart. Do you have to have a card? No, you don't need a membership card to go to Walmart, do you? I'm confusing Walmart and Costco.
I don't believe so. Not with Walmart. I know with Sam's Club, which is owned by Walmart, I believe.
Yeah.
Owned by the same company.
Because it's Sam Walton, right.
Yeah. You do need a membership.
Which is also Walmart, right? Walmart was Sam Walton, I think, wasn't it?
I think so, Yep.
All right.
I believe so.
So that I think that would be kind of fun. Although I do like the idea of Miss Lily and going to the Peace Corps. Although I must tell you, I'm one of those people who really likes hot showers. I don't know how that's going to work. I'd go any place as long as they had hot showers. Without hot showers, I don't know. I'll worry about it later. But I'm still trying to get the foundation in good shape, so I keep going.
Jennifer says, volunteering my time with babies and seniors.
Yeah, I did that. I've done both. It turns out that you have to go through an enormous vetting process to deal with babies. I did that for about 3 years at the New York Foundling Hospital when there were a lot of AIDS babies around. And the vetting procedure I had to go through, I literally got cleared to go to the Pentagon more easily than I did to Golden and play with babies a couple of days a week, including physicals and people being interviewed and having to go through interviews myself and having recommendations and having to do all sorts of blood and stool sample, which I never objected to any of it because you're talking about a very vulnerable population. And my daughter was furious with me because I knew the baby was not going to survive. She lived to about two and a half. And my daughter at the time said, why are you doing this? And I said, well, because her face lights up when I go in the room, and it just makes me happy to do it. And, you figure for a short life, it's not the length of our life, it's the quality of our life that we... And so it was... But I didn't do it a second time. I thought, going through that once was... I'm really glad I did it, but I didn't need to do it a second time. So I highly recommend it. And dealing with elderly, you've got the same issue at the other end. But especially people who don't have a whole lot of people to visit them, and people at the idea that all of us are going to age gracefully and cheerfully and is not necessarily true, but it certainly gives you an opportunity to matter. It gives you an opportunity to have a perspective. And just like all babies aren't Gerber babies either, and all elderly people aren't Grandma Moses. They can be cranky and demanding, but good for you for both. Do it. What else you got?
Dana says being a grandma.
Okay, there you go.
Barbara says getting back to my painting and photography and selling them along with my graphic design. Still that I've been working in for 40 years. So I guess not quite retiring.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me that would really love to sort of learn a new skill and sort of, I've always sort of messed around with art and stuff like that. I'm not very good, but, good for you. I think it's great.
Laura says, I've been building a music organization over the last 10 years. By the time I retire from my day job, I'll be able to be an administrator for this organization and practice and perform to my heart's content.
That sounds great. And I know a lot of people who are actually, especially women, but not necessarily, I think, because there's a whole generation of women who are now retiring, I guess, who didn't work outside the home. And so their husbands did. And their husbands view retirement as, okay, I'm going to sit in front of the TV and veg out, some of which happens, some of which doesn't. The women quite often were saying, okay, once you retire now, we could go and travel and do all this stuff together, and the guy is vegging out. So there are an awful lot of women who, for the first time in their lives, are really working and outside the home, and it's an interesting phenomenon. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Today I am calling with a question about some of my daughter's behaviors, and I'm wondering if it seems to be compulsive behavior, and I'm wondering if she should have some medical.
How old is your daughter?
Six.
How many kids do you have?
Just one.
Are you and her dad together?
No.
Were you ever?
I mean,
obviously, you were at some point. But.
Yeah, no, but the relationship ended after she was just a couple months old. But she has her dad in her life.
Okay. So what is it that disturbs you about her behavior?
She washes her hands quite a bit, to the point that her hands are chapped, cracked, bleeding. And she continues to do it despite the things that herself or my teachers tell her about not needing to wash them as much.
Right. And why does she say she's washing them?
She touches different things. She'll say, well, you know, I touched this and I think the cat might have licked it, or I'm going to eat food, so I need to wash them. But it's usually she touched something that she thought could be contaminated by something that she might find.
Where did she get this from?
Well, the beginning of the school year, they had a little, you know, showed them about bacteria and mm-hmm. stuff on their hands, and showed them how to wash properly, that sort of thing. But I've noticed with her, that hand washing is like a replacement for another behavior that she did before that.
What was the behavior before?
Pulling up her socks. She would pull them up. She wore her socks, even in the summertime, up to her knees. She'd pull them. Mm-hmm. And she'd ruin pair after of socks. And I would notice that.
Is this a high anxiety kid?
I don't think so, but possibly. I'm not real sure.
Well, you're obviously sort of leading me down the obsessive compulsive path.
Yeah.
Is there any family history?
Not of that necessarily that I know of.
When you say not of that, what is there of?
Depression. Kind of.
How does this kid, does this behavior seem to cause her any grief? I mean, I know it's driving you a little nuts right now, but does it cause her any grief?
I don't think so. Besides her hand washing, her hands are raw, of course, now, and they hurt. But beyond that, no.
So what's the question to me?
Is this something I should be concerned with?
Well, I'm concerned in that her hands are getting raw. And, in fact, in terms of bacteria, they're actually more at risk when they're chapped. Because the skin is a semi-permeable membrane. And when it's chapped and bleeding, that essentially it's less effective a shield than it is when it's not. What I'd probably do is buy her some really good hand lotion and say to her that she's allowed to wash her hands. Because it sounds to me that there may be a little obsessiveness about her, but it sounds to me that it was more that school scared her about germs. And what we now need to do is, because we've now, with the super stuff, what they're saying is washing your hands too much is as dangerous as washing them not enough.
Sure.
So what I would probably do is say to her, hey, look, for the next week, let's pick the times you're going to wash your hands. You wash them before meals, and that's basically all. And you can put on hand lotion. And let's see see how she responds to that. If this is a high anxiety kid who doesn't do well at school, she doesn't sleep well, then I might take her to someplace. But I think at this moment, she's awfully young for a diagnosis of obsessive compulsive disorder. And I don't even know that we treat her at this moment. It doesn't seem to be causing her much grief. And so maybe it's just something that she needs. And I don't know if there's been something that's making her particularly anxious in her life right now. Is there?
I don't believe so, no. Mm-mm.
I would probably, at this moment, as I said, what I would probably do is try and reduce the hand washing.
Okay.
And see where she gets. And just explain to her. I mean, she sounds like a smart kid of saying, you know, when school started in September, everybody thought it was really important to wash your hands. And we've now, in the last month, realized that maybe all that hand washing isn't such a good idea. So let's agree. Let's decide how many times you wash your hands now. And let's track how many times you washed your hands yesterday. And then let's figure out a way to wash them, not quite so often, but at really important times. And you can pick the times. And then we put hand lotion on them and see what happens.
Okay, will do.
All righty? Give it a try.
Thanks, Dr.
You're welcome. Andrew, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. It's great to talk to you again.
How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing really, 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 really well.
Good.
And that's attributed to you, so that's even better.
Well, I think you need to take a little more credit for that, my dear. Okay.
Anyways, a couple of months ago, I called you, and I was at a university in town.
Right.
So I was still living at home, obviously, and I felt like I was missing out because I wasn't able to meet new people very easily. And I was having some problems just kind of fitting in and making new friends, essentially. And you told me to meet three people in a week and call you back.
Right.
And I did.
Right. And you were doing very well, as I recall.
I was doing very well. And today I'm even doing better, so I figured I'd just call you anyways. Because
oh, good.
It was, like, really, really well. Like, about 3 weeks ago, I had a birthday.
Well, and happy birthday. What's 3 weeks ago? That's early. So you're a Scorpio.
Yes.
That'd be November 6th.
Yes.
Okay. Happy birthday, Scorpio.
Oh, thank you very much. anyways, and I had a birthday party, and there were about 35 people there.
Wow!
And of those, I'd only known maybe four the year before.
Andrew! You've become a friendship guru. You're gonna have seminars on this. That's great.
I kind of felt like that. I wasn't going to go do seminars, but I ended up, I knew there were going to be 12 people. I figured, all right, 12 is a great number for me. So what I did is I went and booked the common area at my school and sent out some invites to people I knew. They brought some friends, and it was just all in all a really good time.
It sounds terrific.
And afterwards, I went home and I realized, well, I would never have that confidence if it weren't for what Dr. Joy helped me with. So,
well, Andrew, listen, that's a very nice birthday present for both of us. So good for you. I mean, you're launched. I'm serious about you. Sort of, you know what? If I were you, I mean, what's your major?
Political science.
All right. Well, listen, I would have you be like in Big Brothers or Boy Scouts or something and run a little seminar on, you know, how to make friends and explain, you know, I was in a new place, didn't know anybody, this is what I did, and this was, I mean, because I think it's a great success story. Good on you. Or maybe we'll just put you in charge of freshman orientation next year.
I did think of that, actually.
There you go. Andrew, I'm very proud of you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for all your help, Dr.
Well, thank you, Andrew. That's great. Look, I can supply the kind of nudge in the right direction, but the energy and the courage and the willingness really has to come from you. But you can hear the difference in his voice, that just the idea that you can do something you didn't think you could do. And what do you have to lose, right? If you're already in a place where you feel like, gee, I can't do this, what's the worst that could happen, right? If you start out not being able to do it, don't assume you can't do it, but if you start out not being able to do it and you give it a really sincere try or a couple of really sincere tries or a bunch of really sincere tries and you're getting closer and closer and you can actually achieve it. I mean, just think about Rocky and the steps of the Philadelphia Library, right? And if it's something that's important to you, you have nothing to lose. This is your life. It will be what you make it to be. And it doesn't have to make sense to another soul on the planet, but you really do want it to make sense to you. You really want it to be able to look and say, okay, no one's getting out of here alive, and I'm not a perfect person, and maybe I didn't get all the things to do that I wanted to do, and maybe my retirement didn't last quite as long as I expected it to do, but, you know, I gave it the best shot. So do it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jenny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Bear with me because my stomach is doing somersaults right now, so I'm a little nervous, so I don't want to go off the deep end. So.
All righty.
Before I get to my point, can I ask you a couple questions?
Yep.
Okay. If a child you think is being raised by a single parent with an absentee dad, do you think that the parent and the child will have a more difficult time in life, or do you think it's just a roll of the dice? Maybe good, maybe bad.
I don't think it's a roll of the dice so much as the how the child is raised and the other. Well, let's deal with the single parent. Are you saying that there's an absent parent who isn't in the picture at all?
Or well, just... no, it's all leading up to one point, and I just wanted to start there.
Well, I think there are kids who are raised in an intact family who go on killing sprees. There are kids who are raised under horrible circumstances who do fine. So it's part of it is the kid. Part of it is the primary parent. Part of it is the other influences in the kid's life, whether that means teachers or extended family. Part of what I think is best for any child and what we would hope for in a perfect world is two intact parents who may or may not be together, but are both intact, sensible human beings who don't use the child as a pawn and stay involved with the child. That, I think, is the healthiest situation. Now, so single parenting, there are times where I think that people are probably going to be much better off as single parents than they would together because they can't get along with each other.
I see. Okay. So. That's why I called. I love the way you think.
thank you.
My question is, and I am so nervous right now, I hope I don't lose my lunch.
You're going to you're gonna not. Just take deep cleansing breaths. You'll be all right, I promise. We'll get you through this.
I was a single parent, and I raised my son. My son is now with his fiancé.
Okay.
And they have a 12-year-old daughter. My son is black.
Okay.
His fiance is white, and of course the child is biracial.
Okay.
And I've often heard you speak at times about self-esteem, and you said, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said self is just what it is, self-esteem, that you have to give yourself the esteem.
Yep.
Now, my question is, if you're dealing with a child, it seems as though the family or the support group or whatever would try to put the self-esteem in there at a young age and then let it develop from there. Or how can you help a child that apparently does have self-esteem and it's because she's biracial, the self-esteem is not there and she's so beautiful, and I could say it 100 times, and I guess it means nothing, but if a schoolmate says it, then it's, you know, it kind of...
Okay, well, let's divvy up a couple things. First of all, your son and his fiance have been together 12 years and are not married?
Yeah, that's a whole nother phone call.
All right, well, fair enough. We'll leave that for another time. When you talk about self-esteem... and again, this is not as unusual a circumstance today as it was maybe a generation ago, or certainly two generations ago. One of the ways for kids to feel safe in the world is for their parents to co-parent them and to have a stable, ongoing relationship. Marriage certainly doesn't guarantee that, but it at least gives the sense that at some point in time, both parents were committed to one another. And that is helpful to a child. Now, again, there are people who commit to one another who then get divorced. But given a choice of parents at least at one point committing to one another or never committing to one another, I'd probably prefer that they committed to one another. But I'm not in charge. You're not in charge. And I don't know what a fiance means when you've been together 12 years and you've got a 12-year-old. But
yeah, they live together. They just haven't done the justice of the peace, which...
I would argue that it certainly wouldn't hurt the kid's sense of self for mom and dad to kind of tie the knot so that kid doesn't have to worry about, how mom and dad aren't married. It certainly is, again, not as unusual now as it was a while ago. But it's still, I mean, think about it. Knowing that your parents, when they fight, at least they're married to each other, and certainly kids will say when parents fight, are you going to get a divorce? But in this particular case, they don't even have to get a divorce. All they have to do is walk away from each other. So I would, if your son and his girlfriend were coming to me and saying, how do we increase our kids' self-esteem, I'd say, well, you might want to think about getting married, assuming that you are together, you have a kid. What's the holdup here? What's the issue?
Right.
Certainly that marriage represents stability. All right, in theory it can. All right, so that's number one. Number two, self-esteem. First of all, before we look at self-esteem, and I know it's going to seem out of order, a 12-year-old is an adolescent. Assuming an adolescent will ever feel really good about themselves, to a certain extent, is a misunderstanding of adolescence. It's a time between. You're no longer a kid.
Okay.
And this kid may have been a perfectly happy child, may have been happy and well-adjusted and did well at school and had lots of friends and yada, yada. Okay? So...
Uh-huh.
12-year-olds, she may be, and just that whole issue about, well, gee, grandma says I'm beautiful as opposed to this cute boy in the class with pimples and braces says I'm beautiful. 12-year-olds, are in that process of moving away from parents and grandparents as primary in their life to peers. It's why it's such an unstable age. But if so, the question is, how do you help a 12-year-old through adolescence? Because that's really what we're talking about. And the answer is to help the kid focus on what they can do well and make sure that they, because from what they do well is the platform that gives them the courage to try to do things that they don't know how to do, as I was talking about earlier in the program, of to try to do something that you don't know how to do. So what I would say to the 12-year-old is, I can tell you you're beautiful. You can look in the mirror, but I know that when I was 12 years old, I mean, all you have to do, Jenny, is remember when you were 12 years old and your mother said, oh, you're beautiful, and you said, but,
I was a mess. So let's not even use me as an example.
Well, the point is that everybody was a mess, kiddo. There were no such things as unmessy 12-year-olds. I mean, it's by definition just a terrible time. There's some kids who are better at hiding it. There's certainly some kids that, I mean, all you have to do is think about see, 12-year-old is sixth grade. Sixth grade, so you're talking about either the end of elementary school or middle school, depending on. And the kid who was the prom queen in elementary school or junior high school quite often ain't the prom queen anymore and wasn't she was gorgeous for about the next 8 or 10 years and then not. So there are different times in our life, but even the prom queen worried about somebody else that was going to be prettier or was going to take the football captain to the... So it's a terrible age. So what I would do as a grandmother, let's say, of a 12-year-old, whether she's biracial, stripe, polka dot, or whatever, is to help her focus on what she's good at, what she wants to do, help her find courage to do things she's not so good about doing, and help her understand there's a difference about something you like to do and something that you're good at. What all of us need to find, and that's really the point of education, is what falls into both categories, what we're both good at and we like to do. And that's kind of the job of education, of internships, of entry-level positions, to find something we really are good at and we really like. Because if you're good at it, somebody will notice. If you like it, you'll stick with it. And if you stick with it and you're doing a good job, sooner or later somebody may notice and sprinkle fairy dust on you and wonderful things can happen. But even if they don't, you're still doing something that makes you happy and you're good at.
Okay.
So I would, but if the only thing that I would suggest that I certainly give you permission to talk with her and say, hey, look, let's talk about what you're good at. What can I do to help you? But physical looks, I don't know how tall she is. I mean, I was the same height at 12 that I am now, and I'm about just under 5'9". So I was taller, as my sister pointed out with great glee, taller than most full-grown men. Which didn't help, but I mean, that life takes care of you. I mean, sooner or later, other people grow, and being tall means that you can carry weight better, and you can see in subways, and I mean, you can wear clothes. So it all sort of works out. The point is to find things that keep you happy and busy. And I think parents getting married is not a terrible idea. Let me put you on hold and see if there are any other questions for you. All righty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Jenny, who's a grandma of a gorgeous biracial child who's 12, and saying, how do we deal with self-esteem? And I'm saying, you know, as a grandma, you have a really wonderful position. But... I mean, telling your granddaughter she's beautiful is not a waste of time, but it's secondary to what her peers think. However, knowing that, but not a reason not to do it, but just don't expect her to all of a sudden sort of glow. She'll love you. She'll come to you. She'll also whine to you about her parents. And when she does that, it's really important not to take sides, but to say, what do you think would work better? And to help her answer her own questions. The example I give, Jenny, is that when your kid comes running to you with an oil painting when they're 5 years old, and says, "Mommy, Mommy, do you like my oil painting?" that you'd say, "Well, yeah, of course." But that's not really the right answer. The right answer is, do you like it? Because if the kid just dashed it off and you say, "Yeah, it's gorgeous," the kid thinks, right, you know, I might as well, it doesn't make any difference what I do. Mom's an idiot. Mom's not an art critic. And if you say, "Oh, no, it's not one of your best," and the kid really liked it. So your answer is not nearly as important as the question, which is, do you like it? Explain to me about it. So when your granddaughter comes to you and says, "Wine, wine, wine," instead of saying, "Oh, you poor thing," or "suck it up," either of which may seem logical but are not the right answer. The right answer is, "Well, gee, what do you think you could do about that? Or why do you think that's going on? Or what can I do to help you?" Okay?
Okay. The other thing was, real quick, it's always been, as long as I can remember in society, when you have a multiracial child in the black community, they just say, "She's black." But in the white community, it seems as though she's less accepted than in the black community. I had a conversation with her dad, my son. I said, "Well, in my opinion," and again, that's why I'm coming to you for help, if you identify with the black and also try to identify with the white community, it's just going to be a lot of work. I said I thought that she should try to identify herself solely on what she sees when she looks in the mirror, what her experiences are when she does the different things that she does, and when she, you know, accomplishes things. Just don't say, "I'm a white girl and I've done this," or "I'm a black girl and I've done this." Just say, "I'm who I am and I've done this, and I'm going to keep moving along that road." Does that make sense?
Well, I don't disagree with you. Practically, what's likely to happen is it'll depend on context. And she's one of those kids, I don't know what she looks like. When, as many of you know, I'm a Southerner. So the idea was, we used to call it that somebody could pass. And there are all sorts of terms, which all of which are probably viewed somewhat as racist now, which were not intended to be. We're just intended to be descriptive. Your daughter may be one of those people. First of all, there are an awful lot of biracial kids around these days. And that certainly helps the cause of not having to feel that you have to define yourself in one race or even one sex these days. So she's going to figure this out for herself, and it may be my favorite example is, which is not exactly germane but close enough, is I've heard Jesse Jackson speak numerous times, and I could always tell the color of his audience by how he sounded. Now, there's no question that Jesse is African American. He's black. There's no question that he's biracial. But you could hear who he was talking to by the dialect, by the tone of his voice, by the vocabulary. And so to a certain extent, all of us do that. We talk differently to our minister than we will to our babysitter, to our to whomever we're working, to our teammates. So your daughter she may have more options than some, but how other people view her is less important than how she views herself. If she views herself as somebody who has all the advantages of both races and all the beauty of both races, and then other people will view her the same way. If she views herself as somebody who is neither one category or another, and that's negative, other people will view her as, "Well, gee, who are you really?" So this is part of what, to a certain extent, what all of us have to do is decide who we are. And it's a process that is a lifelong process because it's going to change. And, I mean, my joke has always been, because I went to school in the South, I was considered a screaming reactionary. And when I moved north, they viewed me as in the South, they viewed me as a screaming liberal. When I moved north, I hadn't changed my politics at all. They viewed me as reactionary. And it wasn't that I had changed any of my politics. It's just I changed the context. But if you believe what you believe because it makes sense to you and you're willing to listen to other people, then I think you're going to be okay in this life. And she may have more challenges, but she also may have more opportunities. She just needs to figure out who she is and what she's good at and what she likes, and pick friends who that she thinks are supportive of her. And at 12, that's a little trickier than it's going to be when she's 22, with any luck at all.
Okay.
But it's lovely to have a grandma that tells you you're wonderful and you're beautiful and that adores you. I mean, my grandmother is one of the hallmarks of my life. She really was. And continues to be. She continues to be. I'm convinced that whenever I go on vacation, there's always a butterfly wherever I am, even if butterflies aren't really endemic to that area. And I've always felt it was grandma saying, "Hi, honey, how you doing?" So that's my grandma. She flutters around and makes sure I'm okay.
Well, I thank you, and you're fantastic. And I'm going to continue to listen on my podcast, and I appreciate your help.
Well, Jenny, thank you for calling. Go give your granddaughter a big old hug. All righty?
All right, will do. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Jenny. 855-993-7569. That really is true about my grandma. There's always a butterfly wherever I am. Even people say, wow, it's really early or really late or very strange for butterflies. So, oh, no, it's just Graham. She just comes to say hi. In fact, do you know, at my first job in Boston, we carried the Red Sox. And so I knew Tom Yawkey and Mrs. Yawkey, who were the owner of the Red Sox. And Tom Yawkey was very sick, and he and his wife were very close. And she said, "Will you send me a sign?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "There'll be a crow on the outfield fence." And suppose there was a crow on the outfield fence. So I've never forgotten that he figured out a way to communicate that he was okay. So there you go. Listen, miracles or whatever you believe will work, right? So. And for the Yankees, or for the Red Sox, miracles happen. In fact, hopefully we're gonna do it's spring training. Has spring training actually begun? I think it actually has, or just about.
Yeah, for pretty much everybody, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk
half or so into it.
There we go. See, Manny is my sports guru. All right, sports guru. We're gonna talk about a fastball. Yay. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.